Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Me'ila, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Want to chazer over what we learned in our last Mishnah. When the Torah tells us about Me'ila, that if a person uses Hegdish for his own benefit, he has to bring a carbon to Me'ila, pay up for the benefit, pay the value to Hegdish and a Chaimish. The Torah says, Kodshei Hashem. So by Kodshei Kodashim, there is Me'ila. For karbanos that are completely burnt on the Mizbeach, like the oil of the Parah Manisrafim, there's always Me'ila. Because there's never a time that it becomes mutter. For karbanos that part of it goes to the Kehanim, even though it's Kodshei Kodashim, like the Asham and the Chatas. So on the Amrim, the part that goes up on the Mizbeach, there's always Me'ila. Because that never becomes mutter. As far as the Basar is concerned, so until the Zrikas Hadam, until and including the Zrikas Hadam, there's Me'ila. Afterwards, when it comes mutter for the Kehanim to eat, there's no longer any Me'ila on the Basar. If you remember, we said by Kadosh Kalim, like by a Karm Shlamim, there's no Me'ila, it's not Kadosh Hashem, until after the Zrikas Hadam, then there's Me'ila on the Amrim. Because after the Zrikas Hadam, there's suddenly the Amrim that only goes up on the Mizbeach. So we'll be chazering that over a couple of times until it becomes second nature. It becomes our language over here. Let's see our Mishnah. Basar Kodshei Kodashim. We have meat of Kodshei Kodashim. Sheyotza that left the Azara. Lifnei Zrikas Dami. Before the Zrika. Before the blood of these karbanos was sprayed on the Mizbeach. That automatically makes it possible. Then, after the meat was brought back in, they did Zrika again. Rabbi Eliezer says, my Alinboy. Somebody used this meat now for his own benefit, he would be subject to the Alachis of Me'ila. He was Mael Behegdish. Wait a second, didn't you tell me once there's Zrika Saddam, there's no longer Me'ila on the Basar? That, says Rabbi Eliezer, is it never left the Azara in between. But once this became possible as it left the Azara, the Zrika afterwards doesn't change anything. It doesn't make it yours. Furthermore, once it went out in between, if it left the Azara before the Zrika, ve'ein chayav and olv mishem pigol noiser v'tame. Again, what's pigol? Hopefully after Zvachim and Menachais and Tmura and Krisis, you know. But there may be those that are joining us here with Masechtas Me'ila. And like we say, chazar is always a good thing. Pigel is basar of a carbon, meat of a carbon, that became possible because the carbon doing the avoida thought he had an intent to eat the carbon or burn it on the mezbeach or sprinkle its blood after the time allowed by the Torah for each of these things. And a person who eats pigel is chayv karis. Noiser is the meat of a carbon that is left over after the time that you had to eat it. Let's say the meat of a carbon shlamim. You have the day you shechted that night and the next day. Once it's the end of the next day, it's pigel. Furthermore, a person who eats a karbon when he is tame is also chayiv karis. But in this case, if this basar went out before the zrikas adam, you're not chayiv for any of these things. The ein chayiv and olav mishim pigel nois of the tame, being that it went out, the zrika doesn't make it the kind of karbon which is koveya for pigel. It has to be a kosher zrika. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva says, if there is Zrika, ain't my alinboy. According to Rabbi Akiva, Zrika takes away Me'ila. Aye, it's not a kosher Zrika. The carbon is not possible because it was taken out of the Azara. It doesn't make a difference. If there's Zrika, there's no Me'ila. And I also disagree that he would be potter and pigel nice of a tame. Now, Avil is taiched a little bit differently over here. The Batnura explains. See, if Rabbi Akiva disagreed about Me'ila, but he agreed about Pigel Nois of Tameh, so we would teach Aval the way we would normally teach Aval. Rabbi Akiva says, by Me'ila I disagree, but by Pigel Nois of Tameh I agree with you. But he's not saying that. Rabbi Akiva is saying, Aval Chayavan Olav Mishim Pigel Nois of Tameh, that I disagree by Pigel Nois of Tameh also. Therefore, says the Batanur, we have to teach the word Aval differently over here. Aval is teached Bram, Beis Reish Mem. What does that mean? It means indeed. It's taka this way. Be'emes. Chayav and Olavi is Chayav Mishim Pigel Nois of Tameh. Because this Zrika is a good Zrika. So if a person eats this meat that was Yoitze, that left the Azara, that came back in, and they did zrika, he would be chayiv karis if they were ever picking leiser atami. Zakta b'debat tanura. When does Rabbi Akiva say that the zrika is effective? Even for meat that went out, it's if a little bit of the meat went out, but not all of the meat. So being that the zrika does help for the little bit of meat that didn't go out, that stayed inside, memela, it is effective also even for the part of the meat that did go out. And the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, says the Bat Tanura. Omer Rabbi Akiva zokta mishna vayta. Rabbi Akiva sets out to prove that even the zrika, after it left the azara, if it left and came back in, even that zrika no longer has mi'ila. That's the halacha. Once zrika is performed, there's no mi'ila, even if it's technically an ineffective zrika. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Let's look at this case. Someone designated behemoth to be a karmichatas, and it's lost. V'hifrish acheres tachteah, so he designates another behemoth in its place. V'yachakach nimtzas reshayin, and afterwards we found the first one. V'reishteyen oimdois, meaning to say, after they were both shechted, and there was kabbalas hadam, their blood is in the special keli, and they're both standing now ready for the blood of one of them to be thrown on the mizbeach. So we see an interesting thing. Loi kishem shadoma poiteres psara? Isn't it true? Once we're going to throw the blood of one of these chatas, once we're going to do the zrika on one of these karbanas, the meat of that chatas no longer has mi'ila. Like the halach is with all meat of kachri kadashim after zrika. So kachu poiter es psar chavrita. The meat of the other chatas also no longer has mi'ila. Says about Tanura, Rabbi Kiva holds this way if both behemoths were shechted at the same time. So now you have an option of being zarek to dump from either one. That's how we say l'maisa, the zrika of either one is going to take meal away from both chatois. But, Dr. Rabbi Akiva, we impart our dom as psar chavritam in amila, and you can't use the other carbon. But still the zrika of one carbon takes away meal from another carbon. So dinu sheyifter es psara. Surely, this meat that left the azara, which is also possible, you also can't use it. But for sure, the zrika of the same behemah will take away mila from this behemah. Okay, let's chaz over our mishnah. Basar kashi kadoshim that went out mechutz li azara prior to the zrika's dam, and afterwards they were zarek the dam. Rabbi Eliezer says, my alambai, though the mila stays, normally mila goes off after zrika, not here. Not when it's a pasul zrika, because the basa went out beforehand. And for that matter, you wouldn't be chayiv for eating this basa that went out before the zrika. Not because of pigel, not because of nice, not because of tame. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, first of all, ain my alambay, the esamila does come off, just like it comes off with a kosher zrika. And a person would be chayiv for pigel, nice, of a tame, even though it is a pasul zrika. Rabbi Akiva proves his point. Someone designated a carbon chatas and it was lost. So he designated another one, and the first one was found, and he shechted both together. Both are here. The dam is ready to go in separate kaises. So when you're zarek the dam of one of them, it patters the basar from mi'ila from the other one. Once you're zarek the dam under these circumstances, there's no longer mi'ila, not by any of these two chatas. So if that works, that the zrika of one carbon takes off the mi'ila of another possible carbon, for sure the zrika of this carbon itself will take off the mi'ila from its own meat, even though it's possible because it went out.